Thank you, David. Good singing this morning. We're certainly glad that all of you have been participants this morning in our worship hour, and now it's an opportunity for you to listen and discern some things that I'd like to share with you from the Word of God. We're really glad you're here this morning because God has given us another opportunity to come together and to be edified, to be built up in the most holy faith, and that's why we are here this morning. I hope that when the roll is called up yonder, you will be there. And the Bible teaches us how to ensure that by trusting in Christ and obeying His gospel and living according to the dictates of His word. We know that we will stand before God and the roll will be called and we'll hear Christ say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the very foundation of the world. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25. This morning, however, I want us to think about a subject that probably many people never really think about too much at all, and that is the fool. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard anyone say, "I don't want to look like a fool," or "I don't want to look foolish"? I've called upon a lot of people at times to serve in various areas within the body of Christ, either to teach a Bible class or to lead a song or maybe to lead a prayer or serve at the Lord's table or a multiplicity of other areas of service. And a lot of times people say, "Well, preacher, you just don't know. I'm afraid to do that because it would look like I am a fool. I do not want to appear to be foolish." But did you know that every prudent man acts with knowledge according to the book of Proverbs 13 and verse 16. But a fool displays folly. It was P.T. Barnum who said many, many years ago that a fool is born every minute. Now, have you ever really stopped to think about that? Would you consider yourself wise this morning, or would you consider yourself foolish? I heard about a man one time who called his wife and said, "Honey, I invited a friend home for supper." And she said, "Are you crazy? The house is a mess. I haven't been shopping. All the dishes are dirty. And I don't want to feel like I should have company tonight. I don't even feel like preparing a meal." He said, "I know all of that." And she said, "Well, then why in the world did you invite a friend for supper?" And he said, "Because the poor fool is thinking about getting married." There are times when we have all played the part of the fool. If you were to go back to the Old Testament, you would find it to be true, where God's servant said, "I have played the part of the fool." And many, many times in life, people do. There are some people that are foolish because they never, ever learn. Did you know the Bible? The Bible actually mentions many fools. It does. How can a person keep from becoming a fool? Well, according to the Bible, as I said, the Bible mentions many, many kinds of fools. There are two kinds particularly, though, in the Hebrew language. And in the book of Proverbs, when the Bible talks about fools and those who are wise, these two Hebrew words are used. And a study of these two words reveals that there are two kinds of fools in the Proverbs. They are, first of all, the two kinds, the ones that are weak-minded, and then those who are strong-willed. Have you ever been around people that are weak-minded? I have, no doubt you have as well. And maybe you've been around those strong-willed fools, those people who are intent on doing it their way. As people often say, come hell or high water, they're going to do it their way. And they are bent on doing it their way. And they are so strong-minded that they are unrelenting and unwilling to change. Two men were digging a ditch one time on a very hot day. And one said to the other, "Why are we down here digging this hole and digging this ditch when our boss is standing up there in the shade of that tree? And the other one said, well, I don't know. He said, I'll ask him. So he climbed out of the hole and he went to his boss and he said, why are we digging in the hot sun and you're standing up here in the shade? And the boss said, well, that's intelligence. And he said, what do you mean intelligence? And the boss said, well, I'll show you what intelligence is. He said, I'll put my hand on this tree. He says, and then I want you to hit it with your fist as hard as you can. And the ditch digger took a mighty swing and tried to hit the boss's hand. But the boss removed his hand and the ditch digger hit the tree. The boss said, that's intelligence. The ditch digger went back down to his hole. His friend asked, what did he say? He said, we were down here because of intelligence. He said, what's intelligence? The ditch digger put his hand on his face and said, now take your shovel and hit my hand. There are some people who never learn. There are some who will always be fools. Jesus had a lot to say about the foolish and the wise. In the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus talked about the wise man and the foolish man. He said that the wise man is the man who built his house upon the rock. And he said there was a tremendous storm that would come, and it would beat upon that house. The rain would come down very hard, and the floods would come up and the winds would blow against that house, but it stood firm because it was built upon a rock. And then he says, but the foolish man is the man who builds his house upon the shifting sands of time. And the wind will come and the rain will fall and the floods will emerge. And that house will collapse because it was built upon foolish, foolish things, a foolish foundation. Now, Christ is not talking about architecture there, but what he's really talking about is your life and mine. That you and I need to be building on the rock of ages, who is Christ, the Lord. But there are many today who are building upon the shifting sands of time, and God calls them a fool. When you read the book of Proverbs, you will read and you will notice over and over and over again that the book of Proverbs is a book about the wisdom of others and the foolishness and the foolish mistakes of those who lack understanding regarding the will of God, or those who have it and they fail to apply it. You know, there are some people today that are foolish who know what is right, who know what they ought to do, but they just don't do it. They just don't do it. Let me share with you some passages very quickly in passing here this morning about what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs about fools. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse 7, the Bible says, leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern words of knowledge. You won't. In the 17th chapter in verse 12, the Bible says, let a man meet a bear robbed of his cubs, rather than a fool in his folly, which would be far worse. And then in the 22nd chapter in verse 10, the word says, drive out the scoffer, and contention will go out. Even strife and dishonor will cease. And do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him, and answer a fool as his folly deserves, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Proverbs 26, verse 4 and 5. And then in the 10th chapter, and also in the first chapter, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding. But I like the book of Proverbs 1 and verse 7, and also chapter 1 again, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom. The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feed on folly. Chapter 15. A fool does not delight, or rather a fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. You ever been around people like that? Chapter 18 and verse 21. And then do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. That's kind of like something that Peter said many, many years ago. Don't cast your pearls before swine, lest they turn and rend you. And what he's talking about is the proclamation of the word of Almighty God. There are some things that you and I need to do in life to keep from appearing to be very foolish. What are they? Number one, take and seek good advice. You know, I have learned through the years the wisdom of weighing advice. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There are advisors out there all over the place. There are a lot of people that want to be advisors even to God. They want to advise God as to what God ought to do. And yet there are always people that are willing to tell you what you ought to do. I've had people who had no children at all tell me how we ought to raise our kids. You ever been around folks like that? I've had people through the years who have told me how I ought to preach. They've never preached a gospel sermon in their life. I've had men say, well, I'll tell you what I'd do if she was my wife. They've never put on a wedding ring. Take and seek good advice. The first thing you do is admit your weakness. In Proverbs 12 and verse 15, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. Do you know one of the hardest things in the world for us to do is to admit our weaknesses? It is. We like to talk about our strengths. Nobody goes around and says, hey, let me tell you about my weaknesses. But we all go around and say, hey, let me tell you about my strengths. Let me tell you about the good things in my life. No one wants to admit their weaknesses in life, but we all have them. I don't care who you are this morning. You have weaknesses. You do. But secondly, not only admit your weakness, but take advice at home. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible. One thing young people need to learn early on in life is to give heed to the counsel of your parents. I don't care who you are. Take advice at home. A lot of kids don't want it. But thirdly, you don't have to learn the hard way. Have you ever heard people say that? Well, some people just have to learn the hard way. You don't have to learn the hard way. You don't have to learn the hard way. A man went into a pet shop one time to buy a parrot. He was shown an especially fine parrot, which he liked the looks of himself. But he was puzzled because on each foot of that parrot, there was a string tied to both feet, each foot. And the man looked at it and asked the manager, he says, what are they for? And the manager said, well, he said, that's a very unusual feature on this particular parrot. He said, you see, he is a trained parrot. He used to be in the circus. If you pull one string over here, he does one thing. And if you pull one string over here, he does another. And if I've pulled the strings just right, you'll be here tonight and hear the rest of this story. You don't have to learn the hard way. You don't have to learn the hard way. Take and seek advice. And then secondly, get rid of your anger. How many of you find it easy to get angry? None of you? How many of you are lying? How many of you find it easy to get angry this morning? You see how wonderful this church is? They never get mad. Never. A hold your peace for an appropriate time. For Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16 said, a fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man, listen, conceals dishonor. One translation says his anger. People get upset with one another. They get mad. They get angry. And we say things we wish we had not said. And you cannot recall your words. Hold your tongue. The Bible says that anger resteth in the bosom of the fool. It is one letter short of the word danger. You get angry, or you're filled with anger, you better look out. Danger lurks. Get rid of your anger. And don't be careless with your reactions. For Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16 and 17 also says that a wise man is cautious and turns away from evil. But a fool is arrogant and he is careless. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated. You want people to shun you? Get angry quick. Get rid of your anger. It does rest in the bosom of fools. We are to exercise self-discipline to hold your temper. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. You have to be in control. For a fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back. Proverbs 29 and verse 11. Exercise discipline. Do you know that's something a lot of people cannot do, will not do, not planning on doing it ever, ever? And so you will play the part of the fool. But then there's a third thing you need to know. If you don't want to appear to be foolish, be slow to speak. Not only in the book of Proverbs do we find these words and this admonition, the Bible in the book of James says, let every man be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, slow to get angry. Be slow to speak. Why would the Bible admonish us to do that? Well, number 7, you talk too much and you are bound to say something wrong. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 8 says, the wise of heart will receive commands, but a babbling fool will be ruined. You will intentionally spread slander. You know what slander is? It's a misrepresentation. It's not just gossip. It's much more than that. It's not stating fact. But when you slander someone, you are saying something about that individual that is not true. And you speak long enough, you will find yourself slandering someone. For Proverbs 10 and verse 18 says, he who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. And some people delight in spreading slander. You know, politicians are pretty good about that. Have you ever noticed on national news how sometimes maybe one politician will say something and another politician will say something? They got that really going now between Romney and Obama. And they have this meter that determines, you know, maybe he said something about the other one or the other one said something about this one. And then they try to find out whether or not what they're saying is true. Is it a lie or is it truth? We need to be abroad. We need to be abreast of what is true and what is slander. It always bothers me when you have to run down someone else to build yourself up. You will intentionally spread slander, but you will only hurt yourself. when you do. For again, in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter and verse 3, the Bible says, "In the mouth of the foolish is a rod for his back." Listen to that. In the mouth of the foolish, you are your own worst enemy. Have you ever heard people say that? It's true. You become your worst enemy at times because of your mouth. But the lips of the wise will protect them. Now, let me tell you something I learned a long time ago. You don't have to speak. You don't. Sometimes when somebody says something, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut. Who was it, Abraham Lincoln, who said that it's better to be thought a fool than to speak and confirm it? Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is considered a man who is prudent." You don't want to look foolish? Keep your mouth shut. But then number four, be slow to speak, but put your faith in God. If you want to appear to be wise, and you want to be wise, truly begin by following God. For Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 also says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools," again, listen to what he says, "fools despise wisdom and instruction." Our trust is misplaced if it's only in ourselves, and sometimes it is. Sometimes people place trust in themselves and not in God. That is a very foolish thing to do. But the book of Proverbs 4 says in verse 23, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." I've been around some fools. Proverbs 28:26, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered." Now here's one you need to really understand. Learn from your past mistakes. Have you ever been around folks that never really learned from past mistakes? They just keep on making the same mistake over and over and over again. Or they keep doing it. They're just kind of like that bull-headed fool. That strong-will fool. They're not weak-kneed. They're just bull-headed. And they just keep on making the same mistake over and over and over again. I don't want to look foolish. Again, Proverbs 13:16 says, "Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays his folly." Well, how do I act with knowledge? Well, you do that by becoming a Christian. That's the wisest choice you will ever make in your life, is becoming a Christian. It's more important than who you marry. It's more important than where you go to college. It is more important than the job you pursue. It is more important than your health. It is more important than your wealth. It is more important than any decision you will ever make in your entire life, because this decision has eternal consequences. Becoming a Christian. And you say, "But how?" You know, when you listen to the world tells you what they think, and fools will tell you how. But the wise of heart will point you to the gospel. And that's how. God devised the plan. We didn't. It is not the plan that was mustered by the church here or the church somewhere else. but it is the plan that God devised and gives to all of us for us to follow. And again, Christ said, we are wise if we follow Him. Now, what you have to do is, as this suggests, you have to put the world behind you. You have to leave the weight of the world and start walking toward the cross. You start walking in heaven's way. You start leaning toward Christ, or you will always look a fool. You know what? Every day I see people, I look at them and I say, you know, they're so foolish. And I've even told them that at times, and I've said it with kindness and love. But it's so true. And let me tell you something. Someone said this to me a long time ago, and I've thought a lot about this little statement. It's one of my favorite statements of all time. A man is no fool to give up what he cannot keep, to hold on to that which he does not have to lose. A man is no fool to give up that which he cannot hold on to. That's the world. To hold on to someone he does not have to lose, and that's Jesus Christ our Lord. You'll leave the world behind you and you'll obey God in baptism. Now the world would tell you something that was totally contrary to that. They would tell you something that was contrary to that out of Washington. They would tell you something contrary if you were to walk the streets of Palestine today and talk to the average person who walks the streets here or in Dallas, Texas, or in Houston, or in San Antonio, or wherever you may be in some other state. It would be contrary to what I'm telling you this morning. But what I'm telling you this morning is the Word of God. Now, there's a real serious question I want to ask you this morning. And that is, are you playing the part of the fool? Are you playing the part of the fool? Now, the reason I ask that question is because time is not on your side. In the book of Luke chapter 12, the Bible talks about a man who was extremely rich. This man was wealthy. He had everything going his way. I don't know about his family. Maybe they had gone to pot. I don't know anything about his character. We're not privy to a lot of that information. But I know one thing, his heart was on his treasure. That's where his heart was. And Jesus says, wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6. And this man in Luke chapter 12 thought that time was on his side. And he said, I'll eat, I'll drink, and I'll be merry for days to come. And God turns to him and he says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then whose things will these be that you have provided? In the eyes of the world, perhaps he was a great entrepreneur, a man of wisdom. But in the eyes of God, he was only a fool. You see, the delay could have been the difference between being saved or being lost. And that's all a choice that every one of us make every day. Think about it. Every step you take, it's either a step of wisdom or it's a foolish step. And every step that takes you further away from God is a foolish step. I don't care who you are. And a step that brings you closer to God is a step of wisdom. But the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you're away from God. And you may choose to walk out of this building in the filth of your sin. You may choose to walk out those glass doors and out those and live your life like that man of Luke chapter 12. Or you will choose to live your life like Samuel of old, who said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Command, and I will obey." But whatever your choice you make in your life, I will tell you right here and now that Christ is ready to receive you. He stands ready, has been ready. And what you do has eternal consequences. It's the difference between being a fool or being a person of wisdom. And I hope this morning that you're building your house upon the solid rock of Christ. The Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus our Lord." Or Acts 4:12 says, "There's none other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved other than this Jesus, who we know and who we love." And we invite you to Him. He's ready to receive you. By being baptized this morning for the remission of your sins, He adds you to the kingdom of God. And you live faithful to Him, building your house every day, adding plank after plank, brick after brick, until that time comes when we're ushered into His mighty presence to answer for our own architecture while we stand and while we sing.